Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks shake off a 6-1 loss at home against the New York Rangers and play back-to-back in Southern California. Tonight, it's the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, the final meeting of the season series between these two California state rivals. From the get-go, the Rangers were on their game and the Sharks were not. Artemi Panarin got them on the board at 12:04 of the first, with a brilliant finish of a cross-ice pass from Braden Schneider that came after a shot attempt by Urho Vaakanainen broke his stick and put the puck right on the defenseman's tape.
Now on the left wing side, Panarin throws to the middle, moving across the blue line. It's Trocheck cutting to his left, turning to the boards, feeding Panarin on the left boards, back to the point. Vaakanainen explodes his stick, but in front Panarin shoots, and he scores! Vaakanainen tried to take the shot. He broke his stick. The puck trickled to the right circle, and there was a seam there. Panarin wide open in the left circle getting that pass. Had time, and beat goaltender Georgiev to make it 1-0 Rangers with 7:56 to go in the first period.
Then shortly after that, at 13:58 of the first period, it was Panarin again.
And right now, Panarin backskates, shoots, and scores! Rangers winning the faceoff, Panarin backskating with the puck on his stick like a defenseman might, and just sent a wrist shot from about 50 feet through all traffic, and it snuck by Georgiev. Suddenly, it's 2-0 New York. It's the Artemi Panarin show with his 33rd of the season, second tonight.
Early in the second period, the Sharks had a golden opportunity after a great defensive play by Macklin Celebrini led to an offensive scoring chance. But Jonathan Quick, veteran goaltender, was there.
Rebound near boards off of Quick. Celebrini gets it again, waves at it, misses the puck. Rangers have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Schneider jumping up into the play, throwing it on the right. Great back check by Celebrini. Intercepts the pass. Sharks may have a 2-on-1 the other way. Eklund down the right wing has Smith. Smith shoots. Glove save! An amazing stop by Jonathan Quick on the 2-on-1 break off Will Smith. With 2:34 gone by in the second, Jonathan Quick flashing the leather.
Adam Fox put the Rangers in front 3-0 early in the second period, and San Jose was reeling.
Now it's kept in. Rangers. Fox shoots. Score! That all started behind the net. Georgiev had a bit of miscommunication for a split second. The Sharks turned it over, and Adam Fox coming in from the point ends up with the puck in the right circle, and he had a full net to shoot at, and he beats Georgiev to make it 3-0 Rangers.
But the Sharks tried to get life into their game at the end of the second period, and there was a really close chance for Alex Wennberg to poke the puck into the net. Unfortunately, it didn't go.
The faceoff is won by Trocheck. Can he clear it? No. Kept in. Cagnoni feeds it rink-wide neatly. Here's Celebrini moving in front. Oh, just tipped wide of an empty net by Wennberg. So close. Back on the point. Oh, there's no more time. That was so close for Wennberg right at the end of the period. And it was so brilliantly set up. Cagnoni's pass was a risky one, but he got it right on the tape. And Celebrini spotted Wennberg breaking in. He had his stick down, and he just tipped it just wide.
Oh, it was a tremendous pass by Celebrini. A little too crispy for Wennberg. Got to lean on that stick, deposit that into the empty net.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski was asked if that could have been a turning point in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think the turning point was, you know, they were on us for the puck drop, you know, and yeah, I guess we could say that it was in a moment we could have gotten back into the game, but there was some big issues in our game.
Defenseman Mario Ferraro agreed that the Sharks didn't have their legs to start the game, and that spelled a lot of trouble for the home club.
We just got away from it the way we need to play. You know, it's a very fine line for us right now. I think it's pretty obvious from the two games that we played well, things that we were doing to be successful. It was just not one of those nights. There's nobody playing the right way. So I hope it's a lesson learned. We have played better hockey, but it's just, you know, that's a team trying to make the playoffs right now. And, you know, I really felt like we just gave them 2 points. It just wasn't, weren't hard enough, weren't competing hard enough, weren't playing smart enough, neutral zone play, O-zone play, like blind plays, you know, and just hurt us.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle. Like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit. Or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
While the Sharks were losing 6-1 at home against the Rangers, the LA Kings were at home yesterday, facing off against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Toronto ended up beating the Kings by the score of 3-1. That's pretty unusual for LA, who sports a 26-4-4 home record, number 6 overall in the NHL, heading into tonight's matchup. So far this season, the Sharks are 2-1 against the Kings, with both of their victories coming in consecutive meetings at home. Most recently, in late November, the Sharks won by the score of 7-2, with Macklin Celebrini getting the game-winning goal.
Here come the Sharks. They move in, and they score! That came from nothing down the left-wing side, thrown toward the net, and San Jose takes the lead, and it's Macklin Celebrini skating down the left-wing side in a play that looked like it was absolutely nothing, and he makes something out of it. Sharks lead 3-2, and that comes 1:03 into the third period. What a way to start.
But there was no Drew Doughty in the lineup for Los Angeles in that game, and both teams have radically changed portions of their rosters. And so, head coach Ryan Warsawski, as he looks at this contest, says the focus is more inward than worrying about what the Kings are doing.
You know, we've watched them here as of late, and we'll have a pretty solid pre-scout on what we want to do and how we want to attack. But again, it's going to really come down to us, you know, our compete, our skating, our structure, and making sure everyone's on the same page and we're connected. And, you know, I think, again, our start's going to be very, very crucial.
Defenseman Mario Ferraro talked about what the Sharks didn't do last night that they need to do better at tonight.
I felt like we were hesitant. We weren't skating hard enough, skating to defend, or, you know, the way we play in the D zone relies on us being tight and to our check. You know, they were funneling everything. They were shooting everything. And I think a lot of that was because they had enough time to get it there. We weren't quick enough on pucks. Kind of let them roll a little bit that first period. You know, a couple of those goals, you can see that. It's going to have to be a lot better, obviously, on a back-to-back. I mean, they are too, so we're going to have to be ready to go and correct that.
Today is Marc-Edouard Vlasic's 38th birthday, and the veteran defenseman is back in action after Jimmy Schultz got banged up in the third period yesterday against the Rangers. Head coach Ryan Warsawski has been very complimentary of Vlasic all season long, and he's looking forward to seeing him back in action tonight.
Obviously, he's had a hell of a career, and you can see why the stick, his defensive responsibility, knows the position really well, and to do it in one uniform is even more special. So, hopefully we can get a win on his birthday.
Aside from Vlasic's return to the lineup, Georgi Romanov is expected to get the start in goal, and there probably will be a couple of other changes up front at game time. Don't forget to tune in at 6:30 Pacific time for all of the play-by-play action. Drew Remenda is with me, and you can sync us up to the national TV feed. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.